Fionn Carl Azus delivering your Thursday edition of CNN 10, an objective explanation of world events. We start with new developments from the U.S. House of Representatives. For the second time, the chamber has voted to impeach President Donald Trump. This does not mean that he has been removed from office. An impeachment is a charge, a formal accusation of wrongdoing. The House charge is incitement of insurrection. 222 Democrats, who control the House, voted to impeach the president. 10 Republicans also voted to impeach him. 197 Republicans voted against impeachment. This all centers on a riot that broke out last Wednesday at the U.S. Capitol building. It followed a large rally in support of President Trump. In his speech, one of the things the president said was that the people would march to the Capitol to, quote, peacefully and patriotically make their voices heard. But he later said, quote, if you don't fight, you're not going to have a country anymore. The president's critics say the statements he made encouraged the violence that later took place, and they faulted him for not calling quickly and forcefully enough for the rioters to stop their actions at the Capitol. The president called the impeachment process another witch hunt that was causing tremendous anger in the country, and he said those who analyzed his speech thought it was appropriate. The House impeachment vote came after it voted on a resolution concerning the 25th Amendment. 222 Democrats and one Republican voted for a measure that called on Vice President Mike Pence to assume the presidency. 205 Republicans voted against that resolution, and 5 Republicans didn't vote on it. Political analysts say that was a symbolic decision, though, and Vice President Pence said before the resolution was passed that he would not act on it. So what happens next? We don't know yet. While the House decides whether to charge a president with wrongdoing, it's up to the Senate to decide whether or not to convict and remove the leader from office. With 1 week remaining in President Trump's term, it's unclear when the House will send the charge to the Senate, when the Senate will hold its trial, and House senators will vote after that trial is held. Convicting and removing a president from office requires the support of 67 senators, or two-thirds of the chamber.
The first president impeached by Congress was Andrew Johnson in 1868. Johnson was impeached for firing Secretary of War Edwin Stanton in violation of the Tenure of Service Act. After Johnson was impeached by the House of Representatives, the Senate fell just shy of the two-thirds vote majority that it would have taken to convict and remove him from office.
The second time in our history that a president was impeached was Bill Clinton in 1998. The House of Representatives impeached Clinton for lying under oath. The Senate then tried Clinton and acquitted him.
Article 1 is adopted.
The third time a president was impeached was Donald Trump in December 2019. Trump was impeached for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress over allegations that he pressured Ukraine to interfere in the 2020 election. The Senate voted to acquit Trump on both articles. Now, Richard Nixon was never formally impeached by the House of Representatives because he resigned first under mounting pressure from the Watergate scandal. The House of Representatives did, however, draft articles of impeachment against Nixon for obstruction, abuse of power, and contempt of Congress.
The impeachment of the president is a remedy of last resort.
Impeachment is one of the most powerful tools that Congress holds in our system of constitutional checks and balances. Impeachment is the way that Congress addresses misconduct or abuse of office by officials in the executive branch or the judiciary. The Constitution defines an impeachable offense as treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, that phrase has been the source of much argument over the centuries. The Constitution does not specifically define the phrase treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. One of the big questions is, do you have to have a specific crime in order to impeach? And the answer over our history is no. Congress certainly can impeach somebody who committed a crime, but they also can impeach somebody for misuse or abuse of power.
Since the coronavirus pandemic began, health officials have recorded almost 92 million positive tests worldwide and almost 23 million in the U.S. alone. There's a new restriction being placed on people who want to travel to the United States. Starting January 26th, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control will require all airline passengers from other countries to prove they've had a negative COVID test within 3 days of their flight, or to prove they've recovered from the disease. If passengers don't take a test, or if they don't have documentation that they're coronavirus-free, airlines have to keep them off the planes. The CDC says this might help slow down the spread of COVID-19, but its director admits that testing won't totally get rid of the risk. 10-second trivia. Rhyolitic lava is the volcanic form of what? Limestone, granite, marble, or slate? When you're talking about rhyolitic lava, you're talking about volcanic granite. The nation of Japan is a little smaller than the U.S. state of California, but with 125 million people, the Asian country has more than three times the population of the American state, and millions of them are concentrated in the capital city of Tokyo. It is here that you will find what's believed to be the world's busiest crosswalk, a place that as many as 3,000 people cross at one time, at least when there's not a pandemic. And that's where CNN 10 contributor Chris James is visiting today. Chris.
Carl, with so many of us unable to travel right now due to coronavirus restrictions, my list of dream cities to travel to is getting longer and longer by the day. Today, I want to tell you about one of the cities on my list, specifically the legendary crosswalk that has come to symbolize the chaotic vibrancy of urban life. Welcome to Tokyo, Japan. You're looking at Shibuya Crossing, often referred to as the world's busiest crosswalk. It can often look to be a dizzying sight. Thousands of people walking in different directions, commuters, tourists, and locals alike just trying to get to where they're going. But for many people, the controlled chaos of Shibuya's scramble is a visual representation of the efficient madness of this cutting-edge city. Here, 10 lanes of traffic and 5 major crosswalks converge with the backdrop of cascading neon skyscrapers illuminating the sky above. Although making your way through this crosswalk can feel like a whirlwind, there's one landmark that serves as a loyal stabilizing force, the statue of Hachiko the dog. Hachiko was in fact a real dog, the most famous dog in all of Tokyo, who would meet its owner at the Shibuya station after he got out of work every day in the 1920s. After his owner died unexpectedly, the dog continued to visit the station every day for nearly a decade. His loyalty now commemorated by the statue and legions of visitors taking selfies every single day. The crossing has been made famous around the globe in photographs and movies, like the Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. I still remember watching that movie in theaters and hearing the crowd gasp during that iconic scene of the car drifting through the throngs of people crossing the road. In recent years, the area has seen some significant development, especially in advance of the Tokyo Olympics, which has been rescheduled for July 2021. But with COVID-19 still a very real threat, the jury is still out on whether or not the games will actually take place as planned. Back to you, Carl.
For 10 out of 10, we're going to take some time for the rhyme. That's rhyme ice, ice, baby. If it's foggy out and it's below freezing, the super-cooled water droplets in the fog can form ice crystals when they come into contact with objects. Trees are objects, and here's the beautiful winter wonderlandy result. Rime ice recently coated the Minnesota countryside, where even in a cold place like this, locals say they don't see it that often. And it's not often that we rhyme our puns. Today, will I take the time? It depends. I guess if the fog can find time to rhyme ice, words of mine can chime some fine rhymes. Nice. For Minnesotans, the scene's mesmerizing. To my mind, the problem's memorizing. Call it brain fog after writing a show that crystallizes challenges rhyming when we go. Wow, I'm glad I got through that. Before we leave you, we are going to make a stop today in Frankenmuth, Michigan. It's where we heard from Frankenmuth High School. We hope you guys are doing well and staying warm. Thanks to everyone for watching. I'm Coral Azus for CNN.